This podcast brought to you by the full-time and part-time graduate business programs of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business. Powerful network, legendary brand. That's Notre Dame Business. Learn about our graduate programs in Chicago and South Bend at mendoza.nd.edu.
On the heels of the epic phone explosive disaster that was the Samsung Galaxy Note 7, many of us are left with one question. Could my phone ever blow up?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. The epic phone explosion fail Samsung has had to endure has raised a lot of questions for anyone with a smartphone. By now, we've all seen the pictures, we've all heard the horror stories, we remember rumblings of how lithium batteries can be dangerous. And it all comes back to give us pause and ask the question heard around the globe this week, will my phone explode? Let's go now to WSJD's Nathan Olivares-Giles. He is covering this for the Journal at length and joins us right now. Hi, Nathan.
Hey.
So just to set our minds at ease, save for the Samsung Galaxy Note 7, it's pretty unlikely that the smartphone we're using is going to explode, right?
Exactly, yeah. It's really fair to say, okay, man, you know, Samsung's having troubles, Galaxy Note 7 devices are starting on fire, you know, what does that mean for the smartphone I have in my pocket? Does it have the same kind of battery or not? And it does have the same type of battery as far as the sort of chemistry that's used to make this battery work, but right now we don't know of any reason to think that this, you know, phone in your pocket would be a threat.
Gotcha. So let's get some more peace of mind here through some understanding of the situation at hand. So lithium ion batteries it's an interesting chemistry experiment. What makes them so volatile? What's the science going on inside of there?
Well, you know, the volatility really comes down to the chemistry. There's essentially two main sections of any lithium ion battery. And those two electrodes are separated by what's called a separator. This is like an actual physical piece that keeps these two electrodes separate. And then there's an electrolyte liquid that moves positively and negatively charged ions from one electrode to the other. And this is how the battery basically works. In moving those ions, that's how you get power to power your device. So if that separator is damaged for any reason, or if the electrolyte is contaminated during manufacturing, or if the materials used aren't strong enough, or they're not right, then any of these things can lead to problems. And I spoke with a few different experts who have studied battery technology for decades, and they said that basically all the materials and the chemicals inside are essentially like carrying a little canister of gasoline in your pocket. And if this stuff gets mixed up in the wrong way, then that's how fires start.
So is that what happened in this case? It just kind of got mixed up in the wrong way? It was the perfect storm to create this explosion?
Yeah, well, we don't exactly know what the entire reason for the fires in the Note 7 phones was as of yet. And it seems that Samsung might not even know itself. Part of the reason is because when phones catch on fire, a lot of the evidence that these companies would look to figure out what's going on is damaged, and it's kind of lost. So that's part of the problem. But there are just many, many reasons why it could be. So it might be those manufacturing defects. It might be a broken separator. It might be that the electronics that control how much charge a battery can take and whether or not it stops taking a charge once it's full, those could be faulty. Or it could be that during the manufacturing process, some of these batteries were punctured or contaminated somehow. So there's literally dozens of different reasons why it could be. And in Samsung's case, we don't really quite know. And it says something that they recalled the Galaxy Note 7 phones in September. And here we are in October having the same problem again. So they thought they had it fixed, and it turns out they didn't.
Right. So intermittently, we've all heard a story or seen a headline throughout the years about lithium-ion batteries overheating and the like, but generally, how common is it really?
Well, it's actually super, super rare, despite the volatility that's there. One of the experts that I spoke with said that this is about a 1 in 10 million chance of having a faulty battery. That's kind of the accepted standard for, you know, a bummed out battery in terms of how many are made. So it's still very, very quite rare. In Samsung's case, we saw this happen with dozens of phones, upwards of 50, but of course they shipped more than 2.5 million.
So ultimately, you know, just to reiterate, just in case some listeners might not be hip to exactly what to do, what should consumers and businesses do at this point if they're still, you know, they still have that Samsung phone?
Well, the biggest thing to do is to turn it off and take it in for a replacement or refund. You can take it to whatever carrier you bought the phone through, whether that's AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, Verizon, anyone. If you bought it through something like Best Buy or Target or Walmart, you can take it back to those stores. And even if you bought the phone through someone like eBay, eBay is working with their sellers to make sure that people get taken care of and they get their sorts of refunds or exchanges as well. That's basically the situation. The phone has been once again recalled. It's kind of an unprecedented thing for smartphones, and they want them all back because they're considered to be dangerous.
Really important information. Nathan, thank you as always.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Once again, we've been speaking to WSJD's Nathan Olivares-Giles. He's been covering all of the latest out of the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 saga, so you want to make sure you follow his stories at WSJD.com. That wraps it up for the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.